You are unique. And that's a really important thing to know. And it's a really important thing to keep hold of. Because the world around you wants you to fit in and to compare and to compete. And actually the only person you can compete with is yourself. Because the only person you can be better than is who you were yesterday. And some days that doesn't even make sense. So let's look at what unique you is. Well, no one else in the world has your DNA, your genetic makeup. Even your brothers and sisters is different from yours. And no one else in the world has the same fingerprints as you. So again, and no one else in the world is you. No one else has your mindset. No one else has lived the exact same life. No one else has the same lived experience. So each and every one of us is completely and utterly unique. Like a work of art, you're a one-off. So when you compare yourself to other people, whether it's how they look, what they do, what they wear, what job they have, what you're really doing is bullying yourself. What you're really doing is putting yourself down. And if you imagine someone else saying to you those negative things that you say to yourself, you'd be really upset, really cross with them. So let's take a moment and find somewhere comfortable to sit, to lie down, or just to rest. And if you want, you can close your eyes, but you don't have to. And I want you just to think about your uniqueness. There is no one else in the world like you. So take a moment and just really acknowledge what that means. That means that no one else looks like you. No one else sounds like you. No one else has the same way of looking at the world. It might be similar, but it can't be exactly the same. No one else has lived the experiences you have in the way that you have. So your opinion, your thoughts, only you have those in the way that you do. And that uniqueness is a gift. That uniqueness makes you so different. And everybody is so different from each other. And that is the gift. Instead of comparing, we can be curious. We can honour and celebrate the differences. We can respect and be intrigued by how others think or feel or see the world. We can collaborate. We can work together and respect and honour the differences. So I want you to take a moment right now and just think about your journey to this moment. Think about perhaps your family, where you've lived, what you've grown up within, how that felt. Maybe think about school and friends. Or if you're older, think about work. And really get a sense that even the people in your class or at your job don't experience the world in the way that you do. Your uniqueness means that you bring something completely one-off to the world. And that's you. The way you think, the way you feel, the way you look, who you are. So with those eyes resting, I want you to imagine Imagine a world where everyone truly believes and honors and is grateful for their uniqueness. Imagine a world where, like a piece of art, a one-off, everybody knows that being who they are is magical, is enough, is a gift. Imagine a world where people celebrate you because you are different, because you might dress differently, you might choose different thoughts, you might have different opinions. Imagine where people don't want you to fit in, but fit in within yourself, within your uniqueness. It's a bit like seeing an artist having done the most beautiful piece of work and everybody has a different opinion, but everyone celebrates it. Wow, that's amazing. Wow, you're so good. I can't believe that. Well done. Well, you're a piece of art. You're a work in progress. And if every day you take time to celebrate your uniqueness, to accept who you are, how you are, what you are, how your mind thinks, how your brain works, how your body is, how magical, how special you are. If every day you take a moment to stop and to celebrate the uniqueness and the gift of being you, the gift of what you can share with your friends, with your family, with the people around you, of what you bring to life just by being you. When we stop and honor our uniqueness as the gift, then we can celebrate everybody else's uniqueness. So I want you each and every day to stop and look around you at people and imagine them as works of art. Wow, look at how that person dresses. Oh my gosh, look at that person over there. I wonder what they're thinking. I wonder what that person over there is going through. We start to respect and honor and be grateful. We start to really celebrate our differences, our uniqueness. And our differences and our uniqueness is what makes life and the world and living so special. Because if everybody was the same, it would be like living in a land of robots. If everybody dressed the same and looked the same, the world would be so flat, so unexciting. So let's take a moment and just get you to think and say in your head, I am unique and that is my gift. I am unique and that allows me to honor the differences. We are all unique. We are all special in our own ways. And if we celebrate ourselves, if we honor our differences, if we respect that each of us has a different lived experience, has a different viewpoint, and brings something special into the world, we can collaborate, we can work together, we can honor and celebrate. So each day, every morning, I want you to wake up and just say, I celebrate my uniqueness and I honor everybody else for theirs. And just notice how that feels. And notice how the world feels when you celebrate your uniqueness.